Danbury-based Fuel Cell Energy recently won a $1.5 million research grant from the Department of Energy. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the money comes at a time when industry leaders are hopeful fuel cell technology will grow in the state.
Fuel cells take energy like natural gas or hydrogen and make electricity. The fuel is combined with air, and it's all done via a chemical process that doesn't burn the fuel, making the process cleaner and more efficient than conventional methods. Now, Fuel Cell Energy, Inc., which employs about 500 people in Connecticut, is hoping to use its technology to aid the nuclear industry. A $1.5 million DOE grant is aimed at using the Danbury Company's technology to capture extra energy that nuclear plants create. The idea is to essentially run the fuel cell in reverse, converting a nuke's excess power into hydrogen.
It's an effective way to essentially store that energy.
Tony Leo, a vice president at Fuel Cell Energy, says the grant comes at a time when he's hopeful Connecticut's energy policy will begin to favor in-state fuel cell projects versus out-of-state renewables.
We've seen some good legislative movement to give the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection some extra purchasing capacity that we hope will be converted into fuel cells.
Governor Daniel Malloy just signed legislation increasing how much renewable energy the state can direct utilities to buy. Meanwhile, the results of a state clean energy RFP are expected next month. A spokesperson for the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says all told, 20 fuel cell projects were submitted, nearly 75% of all projects. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.